Okay. Any question? Where are we?
Book two.
Yes.
On a ladder of enlightenment.
Which step are you stepping up?
Second rung.
I don't know.
You have to. You should.
Go back. The first step.
Go back.
After
book one. Second half. Third story. What was it? It's not that difficult. Let me explain. This is what I repeat in different manners. Understanding a long discussion needs a technique to step back and look at the big picture. Always. If not, you could be lost, you could be misled, maybe if you could lose your touch in everything. In this case, it's more important because this conversation, this discussion, this poetic space reciting all this beautiful stuff is so beautiful, and it covers so many different aspects of life that each part of it could be brought out, developed in a way, and it could be an independent speech about something. And that is the beginning of an argument, because when you bring out a subject, no matter how good you explain it, there are questions, and this is a road to get lost. Another thing that you will see a lot, it's articles written about a part of this, a chapter of this, a paragraph of this, which is the same, because it could go no matter where, right? But this is a fellow responding to one simple question, which we cannot forget. The question was, what is the key to happiness, right? That's what it is all about. Do we agree upon that? So he's explaining the source of confusion first, and he is leading us towards another state of mind to be happy. That's what it is. So this is like a recipe, right? If you insist upon one part of a recipe and you forget another part, what will happen? Imagine that you are a best chef and you insist upon all the stuff in your recipe and you forget about the salt. How is it going to taste, that food? Tasteless, no matter what. Because you forgot about a part of it. This is the recipe of happiness. And it's not a recipe which you will get in the conclusion. It's a recipe that it was ready right at the beginning. I mean, the first day, Rumi knew the answer by heart, right? He didn't need some convincing argument and thing. A magical man like Shams turned him around and showed him what. Mainly Rumi is a very clear example of what he is preaching. He was well educated, a philosopher, a believer, a leader, a teacher, all of that, right? And Shams told him why. You are silly. It's not that. Later he will explain it. I was dead. I became alive. I was sorrow. I became happiness. Remember? So, it's not about knowing. It's about feeling. Right? So you have to have a feeling in general about this. That feeling is easily remindable by remembering how he is talking. How is he put it in different chapters, different parts, mainly stories. 8 stories, first half. You know it one by one. First is the first story of you, the king, who fell in love with the handmaid. Second is the basic of logic. Your brain works with comparison. Third is the main tendency in you, the animal one, which is jealousy. Then the confusion between doing it yourself or having faith. Then your attitude. You have questions, silly ones, because you could always ask how and why. These are silly ones. You know why? Why are these silly? Because these are the basic of the logic, right? Now our logic is based on answering the question of how and why, right? And I said, these are silly. Rumi said, in a way, why? These logical main principle questions are silly to us. Why is that?
Because they don't answer the question that we really need to answer.
Exactly. They don't relate to happiness. They relate to the logical stuff and happenings, but they don't relate to happiness. Happiness, could you answer, why are you happy? Or how you become happy? No. It's more than a simple question. This was the 50th story, right? Then, 60th story, you should guess it. Don't even think about it. Imagine somebody said, this is your problem. You love your intelligence. Then comparison, which is silly, superficial information. And the third one is that, look at you, you're jealous, and this is the main barrier. Then is that, you confuse all these arguments about free will or not, or blah, blah, blah. So forget it. Correct your attitude. Shut the questions up. This is what Omar said to the delegate of Julius, right? Was it? Love these silly questions. You want me to explain why the universe? You tell me, why are you here? If your talking is fruitful, how come the creation is fruitless to you? So stop talking if it is so. Right? Then, so if you correct your attitude now, another story is what? So let me explain to you what love is. The parrot. The second parrot. Intentionally, the first one is a parrot. A silly one. The second one is a lovely one. What is the difference? The first one believes in self-observation. The second one loves the other one which are not here. You see? So this is what love is. Love is something untangible, logically could not be explained. And that's the source of happiness. Then, and look at you and your routine. What is the routine of your life? So you're going around and playing the harp to please the people. You're worried about the judgment of the people upon you. Shouldn't you be worried about the just judgment about you? This is the Harper, right? Seven stories. The 8-1 conclusion, the man and a woman. Isn't this easy to remember? Even with Mr. Al in my side, I remember it because it is so clearly organized. It starts with the problem and it goes on and on and on to the solution. Then, second part is the solution. Same thing. That's what I'm referring to. He said, first, come out. Find someone. Second, what was the second story? Be ready to pay the price. Tattooing. It's painful. I'm not telling you that the happiness is in the path. When you walk, happiness will happen. But you should walk and it's painful. Third story was related to the question we have. He said, I know your habit. I know that you are trying to skip some of these pains. And how do you try to do that? You pretend that now you're good enough. You are in a second level, third level, and so on. So there is no such a thing. You are either down or you are either up. Remember? This is the lion and the wolf and the shadow going hunting. When the lion is there, the rest doesn't matter. Do you remember the lion? In the previous story, he was the king of the jungle, right? And he was the loser. Why? He has a weakness, mainly. He believed in himself, right? Second lion believes in himself, but justly, because now he is really the king. How do we know that? The first lion was looking for food. The second lion is accompanying the others in the hunting. The others in the hunting. The others in the hunting. The others in the hunting.